Here this morning, you promised me that you'd get that closet cleaned up. You didn't do it, did you?
No, I didn't.
And I come home and find you here listening to these dumb records and shaking your thing. If you want to shake something, go on up to that closet and shake out some of that junk in there.
Look at
that. We promised, you know, we both agreed that we was in the business to sell junk, Pop, not save it. I told you this morning to get the... There's no place to put anything in there. Why didn't you do what I asked you, Pop?
I started to, son. I mean it, really, I did. Look here, Sam, let me tell you something. See, I had to play these records here because they brought back memories. I mean, real sweet memories. You know, St. Louis, 1933. Club Riviera. Prohibition had just been repealed. And me and your mama was toasting each other. We had some 3.2 beer and some wine. See, you take that beer and mix it with the wine and call it top and bottom. Yeah, you drink a quarter of that, you wouldn't know your top from your bottom.
So instead of cleaning out the closet like you were supposed to, you took a trip down memory lane, huh?
Well, you should have seen us. Me and your mama, we're a good-looking couple. We could dance, we were not stepping every night. You know what they call us? Ready Freddy and Busy Lizzie. Look at... Let me show you a little demonstration.
Please.
Y'all, I'm telling you, they had to have something new, dance to do up here. So, somebody started trucking.
Hey, come on, Pop. Now, you were supposed to get that closet cleaned out, and you're still going to do it. And the first thing to go is going to be these junky records.
Ain't no junky records. That's Blind Melon Jelly. Blind Melon Jelly was the best singer in the whole entire world on earth.
You know, that's the best news I heard since I walked through the door. Because if there's only one like him and I get rid of him, that'll be the end of it.
Wait a minute.
And I might add, the world will be a better place in which to live.
Oh. Give me them Blind Melon Jelly records. Listen, where you going? Give me that box of records. Don't you know that Blind Melon Jelly was the best blues singer that ever lived on earth in the hemisphere in the world?
Never heard of him.
You never heard of nothing. That's what's wrong with you young kids today. You know, know nothing, never heard of nothing, somebody tell you, you don't even want to listen to it. But if you listen to somebody, they could tell you where you're going. Listen, I'm trying to tell you something that makes sense to you, can help you. You don't know nothing about the good singers and the good songs, like Shimmy Shawapa, and another song called Wang Wang Blues. And it must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that. I mean, good songs.
Pop, I just put that box on the trunk.
Yeah, but that hot sun will melt these old 78s. Listen, come over here and sit down. Let me tell you something. See, a lot of things you don't know. I bet you there ain't four people in the world that got some Blind Melon Jelly records.
I guess the next thing you'll be telling me is that they're collector's items.
That's what I'm gonna tell you. I wouldn't part with these records for nothing in the world. If my life depended on it, I would not part with these records.
If they're collector's items, they could be worth a lot of money.
I'll part with them.
Yeah, I can see these records really mean a lot to you, don't they?
They do, son. I mean, they mean so much to me. But if you want me to sell them, I'll get rid of them. But I don't want to get rid of them because I like them. And if you like them, you're not supposed to get rid of something. But I'll part with them if you want me to. But I don't want to part with
them. All right. Now, look, I think I got an idea. Come over here and sit down.
I don't want to part with them. But I'll part with them if you want me to part with them. But I don't want to.
Now, look, I think I know how we can get rid of these records and keep them at the same time and make money besides. Now, you know how we do that?
Yeah, we sell them to somebody, then steal them back.
No. Now, this is what rich people do. See, I was reading about it just the other day in the financial section of the Los Angeles Sentinel. You know Gertrude Gibson's column, Wall Street Today?
Read it every morning.
Well, see, this is what rich people do. See, they take things like paintings and books and stuff, and they donate them to a museum or a university library, and they become a valuable tax deduction. See, they take it off their taxes. You see what I mean?
Yeah. You want me to cheat on my taxes like rich people do?
No, Pop, it's not cheating. Contributions are legal. See, you list all of the stuff that you give away, and it becomes a valuable tax deduction. Now, that's what you do with collector's items.
You mean like blind melon jelly?
Well, if these records are as rare as you say they are, they could be worth a big deduction to us.
Well, listen, say I give them away and get my deduction, how do I get them back?
Well, you don't exactly get them back.
Well, I don't exactly give them up. See, you said that I could get them back.
Well, you will, Pop. It's just that, see, you donate them to a museum or a university library and they keep them for you. And anytime you want to go listen to them, you can.
Now, listen, son. Any time that you give away something and get some money for it, and then you still got them, I'm suspicious of something like that. Really. I had an uncle, Cluck. Cluck Sanford. That's on your father's side of the family. Cluck Sanford, he did the same thing with his dog. He kept selling his dog to people, and the dog kept coming back home.
Would you stop worrying, Pop? Now, I know about these things. Will you trust me?
Yeah, I trust you. Like gold in my ear, trust King Hussein. At night. In the desert, in a tent. During the mating season.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. What do we have here?
What do you mean, what do we have here? This is my son here.
Well, you didn't mean nothing by it, Pop.
Well, tell me something.
Good afternoon. Are you the man I spoke to on the phone about the Blind Mellow Jelly record collection?
Oh, yes. You must be Mr.
Sanford.
Yeah. That's S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period. Say, listen, are you the librarian here?
Oh, yes, I am.
Really? When I was a kid, librarians were always women.
Oh, not always.
Well, when I was a kid, there was always women. Well, library, when I was a kid, library was supposed to be women. Unless this guy is.
This is quite a collection, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's an authentic assortment of rare music, and we'd like to donate it to the university library.
Oh, splendid. Wherever did you find these records?
In a closet.
We've had them for some years in the Sanford family archives.
Isn't there? Where'd you say we had them?
In the archives.
Is that anything like a closet?
Go right ahead and examine them, Mr.
Archibald.
Archibald. You can say that again.
Well, I never look. Now, look, just be quiet and let me handle this. Now, the man is going to think this is a bunch of junk and he ain't going to accept it. Now, just don't say nothing.
I can say something. You got them things on. He ain't hear nothing I said. Watch. Personally, I think you're a fruitcake. You're an ugly, bald-headed fruitcake.
Marvelous. And you wish to donate this entire collection to us?
Yes, we wish to do that. Isn't that what we wish?
Well, this is very generous. This is certainly going to be a welcome addition to our jazz library. How can we possibly ever thank you?
Well, you see, our tax consultant has requested that we obtain an estimate of the collection's value, you know, for tax purposes.
Oh, I see. You wish to claim this donation as a tax deduction.
Nah, you got it.
Well, now, let me see. I think it would be safe to say that you have just donated a contribution valued at $500.
You mean these records worth $500?
Right. And thank you, Mr. Sanford. On behalf of the library, thank you very much.
You see that, dummy? You just gave away $500 worth. I want my records back. $500 worth of things. No, I'm sick.
Hey, Pop, is my breakfast ready?
Yeah, dummy. One breakfast for one dummy coming up. Sit down, dummy.
Are you gonna start that again?
Yeah, I'm gonna start that again. Talk me into giving away $500 worth of Blind Melon Jelly records.
Pop, look, I already told you, man. We still get the deduction money.
I don't want no deduction money. I want some folding money.
Would you knock it off? Now, we donated those records, and it would take a miracle to get them back.
Well, what if I told him that Blind Mellow Jelly showed up and wants his record back?
Blind Mellow Jelly is dead.
That's the miracle.
I'm going down to the diner and get some coffee.
Look here, son. Wait a minute. Don't leave. Now, you know good and well. See, they don't even know what Blind Mellow Jelly looked like.
Pop, you told me yourself. Blind Mellow Jelly's been dead for over 30 years. Now, they know that.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it. Blind Mellow Jelly is dead, all right.
Hi.
But his son ain't.
Pop, what are you thinking?
Come here, Bubba. I want you to do me a favor.
Don't do it, Bubba. Pop, what do you got on your mind? Never mind. Don't tell me. I don't even want to know.
Me neither.
There's nothing illegal, immoral, or fattening.
Can't be much fun either. I'll see you later, Fred.
Wait a minute, Bubba. Wait a minute. Now, Lamont, you said if I got the records back, you'd help me sell them.
Pop, there is no way that you're going to get those records back.
But if I do get them back, will you help me sell them?
What are you and Bubba going to do, stick up the place?
Nah, no, I don't want no part of this.
Wait a minute, Bubba. Wait a minute, Bubba. Come on, man. Just let me talk to you, Bubba. Come over here and sit down. Don't sit down there, Bubba. Over there and sit in my chair where it's nice and soft and comfortable. Now, look, Bubba, here's what I want you to do.
Fred, I feel awful stupid.
Good. Just keep acting natural.
Well, why do I have to wear these glasses?
You'll see. Come on. Hey, anybody here?
Shh. Who are you shushing, man? Just keep on reading that stuff.
Hey, hello there, Mr. Archibald. Say, you remember me?
Oh, yes, you were here yesterday. The Blind Mellow Jelly Collection, Mr.
Sanford, of Sanford's son.
What can I do for you?
Well, I know how you people hate to give back donations, but what if Blind Mellow Jelly showed up and asked for his records back? Could he get them?
But Blind Mellow Jelly is dead.
But his son ain't. His son ain't.
I want my daddy's records.
I beg your pardon?
I want my daddy's records.
Yes, that's all he's been able to say since he found out that I gave away his daddy's records.
Are you serious? Is this really Blind Mellow Jelly's son?
You know Lead Belly?
Oh, yes.
Well, see, Lead Belly, his father, Blind Mellow Jelly, gave Lead Belly the name Lead Belly. And then Lead Belly carried on the tradition by giving Blind Mellow Jelly's son his nickname, Pot Belly.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, see, Blind Mellow Jelly Jr. here is a friend of mine, and he gave me his daddy's records, and I took him over to my house because he didn't have nothing to play them on, so he used to come over to my house all the time and play them.
Well, you're both free to come here and play them anytime.
Well, that's all right for me. See, but Blind Mellow Jelly here takes after his father. This is Blind Mellow Jr. See, look at them beady eyes. See, them the only two things that his father gave him and left me on earth is those records and these beady eyes.
I want my daddy's record.
Don't worry, Blind Melon Jr. Look here, they can take away your records if they want to, but one thing they won't be able to take away from you is them beady eyes.
Well, this is unusual. Normally, when something is donated, we don't return it. But under the circumstances, I suppose there's nothing else to do.
I sure want to thank you very much, and God bless you.
Yes. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go get the records.
I want my daddy's records.
You don't have to say that no more. We got them. Just cool it.
Did I say it right, Fred?
Oh, listen, you were good, Lead Belly. Pot Belly. You were good, Bubba. We got to... What's wrong with y'all? Why y'all keep interfering with us? Let me talk. Shake that thing. Can't happen if you shake that thing. Goodness gracious, you want to shake that thing.
Got hey, nice. Pop, you got the records back.
Yeah, I got them back. I told you I would. You didn't believe me.
Hey, you actually did. How'd you do it?
I'll show you. Hit it, Bubba.
I want my daddy's record.
That's good, Bubba. Sit down and relax. See, Bubba went down there, and he pretended that he was a Blind Melon Jelly Jr., and the guy just had to give him back. That's pretty good, huh?
I don't know, Pop. It just don't seem right.
Of course it's right. These are my records, and I'm smart enough to get them back. They should send me to Washington. If I'm smart enough to get these records, I'm smart enough to get those tapes.
I still don't like it.
Well, I don't care if you like it or not. I got me $500 with the Blind Melon Jelly record. I love it.
I guess the next thing is that you're gonna sell them.
No, I'm gonna give them to the Goodwill. Of course I'm gonna sell them, dummy. Here, look in here and find one of them places that buy collector's records. You know what I mean? Let your fingers walk through the yellow pages.
I don't understand you, Pop. I thought Blind Melon Jelly was part of your memory and you couldn't bear to part with your memories.
I can part with $500 worth of them. I don't have to have total magnesia. Amnesia. I see your fingers stop walking, man. What you got?
DMC Records, specializing in collector's items. We pay cash.
Get him on the phone. That's where we're going. Let's go.
I want my daddy's records.
What are you doing, Bubba?
I'm practicing in case you want to get them back in this place, too.
Hello? This is Mr. Sanford of Sanford & Son Collectors. I have in my possession an authentic collection of Blind Melon Jelly 78 originals, recently authenticated by the University Department of Ethnomusicology. Musicology. I noticed that you're adding...
How much?
I noticed that your ad in the paper said that you pay cash.
You ain't noticed nothing. I noticed that. Just ask the man how much, dummy.
Excuse me one moment. My staff is preparing a delivery and they're rather noisy. One moment, please.
Hey, man, would you be quiet so I can hear the man? Just ask him how much money.
I'm awfully sorry. Now, how much? If they're in good condition, anywhere from $5 to $10 a piece?
We'll take it! We'll take it! We'll take it! We'll take it!
We'll... Excuse me. We'll bring them right over. Hold on, I want to get the address.
That'll be over $500. Because I got a lot of them.
Yeah, well, listen. You and Bubba load the records on the truck, and I'll get the directions.
Hey, Bubba, did you hear that? $5, $10 a piece.
Yeah.
I'll clean up. I'll make a fortune with these records. Pick them records up, Bubba. Wait a minute, Bubba. Hold these two. See, I'll go around and get something soft to wrap them records in. And see, because I shouldn't even be lifting them boxes of records, you know, on account of my arthritis.
Yeah, okay.
Now after I get off the Harbor Freeway, I go where? The Slauson Cutoff.
Oh. Hey, Bubba, better come on back in. Lamont's getting the direction. I feel so good. I feel like something celebrating.
I'll drink to that, Fred.
Yeah, you drink to anything. Okay. Hey, Bubba, who should we drink to?
Everybody.
Yeah, I told you that. Look here, I'll tell you what. We'll drink to Blind Mellow Jelly and Pot Belly.
Yeah.
Jelly and Belly. Yeah. Who we drink to now? We'll drink to Your Daddy's Records.
Yeah, I want my daddy's records.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, how about a shot for Lamont?
He's driving. You let him drive and leave the drinking to us.
Yeah. Hey, look here, Pop. Come on, man. I got the directions. Let's go.
Okay, we're coming right on now, son. Hey, we're drinking now to Thomas Edison.
Why him?
He invented records.
Oh, to Thomas Jefferson.
Edison.
And him, too. Yeah.
Hey, man, would you guys come on? I don't have all day here.
We coming right on out. Listen, Bubba, you think we ought to take the bottle with us just in case, you know, we find something on the freeway to toast to?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come in now.
Yeah. Come on, come on.
Get out of here, trucker. You're rushing no better. Celebration. He's
trying to make some money. This kid.
Hey, chill, you
people.
Kick that thing. I closed the door so we can stop.
Hold it, hold it.
Now
what?
I forgot to wrap my Blind Melon Jelly records up in the blanket.
Oh, that's okay, Fred.
What do you mean that's okay?
I forgot to put the records on the truck.
You're a big, big dummy there. I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
I have to do everything myself around here.
Call it shake that thing.
Oh, shake that thing.
Shake that thing.
I'm getting sick and tired of telling you to
shake that thing.
Pop, you were supposed to get that closet cleaned out again today. What are you listening to anyway? I thought all these records got broken yesterday.
They did, all but this one that was on the record player. Listen, do you think that guy would give me $10 for this?
You mean to tell me you'd sell the only Blind Mellow Jelly record on the West Coast? What about your memories?
Well, I've been listening to it all morning, so I got it pretty well memorized.
Hello, Lamont.
Hey, Bubba.
Hello, Fred. Fred, you still mad at me?
No, I ain't mad at you.
Well, can I come in?
Come on in, Bubba. It wasn't a total loss.
What do you mean, Fred?
Well, I had one more record left on the machine, and Lamont and I are going to try to sell it.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Bubba.
What's the matter? What did I do?
It's what you were about to do. You about to sit on the last Blind Mellow Jelly record in the world on Earth today.
Oh, I'm sure glad I didn't do that, Fred.
Yeah, me too, because if you had, your name would have been Mud. Sit down, Bubba. Listen, now, right before last week...
Bubba? Say hello to Mr. Mudd.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience. We'll be right back.